do. Lower to the grave, tell you like it is to your face. She don't play. Every chick down for it all, know that she a boss. No competition, no loss. From the Midwest to the A, all them got you tuning in, no delay. Ooh, get you right every time. Keep you laughing on a dime. Tell you truth, no lies, so you can live your best life. Cover all topics, no limits. Got something for your mama and your children, no holding back. No gimmicks, coming on strong, get straight to business. Oh yeah.
What she wanna do?
Live life, live life.
She
live
what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life, live life. Live life, live life.
Hey, it's your girl Autumn, and I welcome you back to the Lit Life Podcast, where I encourage you to live your life autonomously. What's up, guys? It's another week has gone by. I am just going to go ahead and say it and hope that I follow through with this. There's going to be two episodes this week. You guys know that I've been doing the A Decade of R&B series, and this week will be 1992, but I wanted to do my somewhat annual, because I feel like I do this every year, or try to do it every year, and just talk about, you know, it's the fourth quarter, you know what I'm saying, it's the fourth quarter of the year, and to talk about how I'm approaching my fourth quarter and how I'm going into the next year. I will probably get in a little bit more. I think right now I just want to talk through this. I'm not going to do, actually I am. I am going to do a shut the fuck up award, because I think it's kind of relative to what I'm saying. But what I am going to do though, is I'm going to talk about my weekend and all that good stuff in the music episode in 1992, because it's kind of relative to the music episode. So I'm going to just go ahead and get right into it. Okay, let's do it.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, it's the Shut the Fuck Up Award. It's everybody's favorite part of the show. So listen, if this is your first time here, you're in for a treat. I have an award called the Shut the Fuck Up Award, okay? I have done this award on every single episode. Maybe not the first few, but just about every single episode that I've ever done, I've done a Shut the Fuck Up Award. And basically what it is your opportunity, or my opportunity, since I'm the one on here talking, my opportunity to tell somebody, something, an entity, a collective, a group of folks, whoever, media, whoever, to shut the fuck up. This is your chance. If you ever want to just be like, shut the fuck up, this is it. Tell me to shoot you the theme music. I'll shoot you the theme music, and you go ahead and say whatever the hell you got to say, right? For those that come back, they always tell me this is one of their favorite parts of the show. So if it's your first time, you're in for a treat. So check this out. This one's going to be real sweet and simple and to the point, because today I am talking about what you are going to do in your fourth quarter of the year. Again, I feel like I do this at least once a year. And I think it's important. And I think that each time it's approached, I approach it a little bit differently, which is why I don't have a problem like recording about it again. I mean, yeah, it might be a little similar to what you may have heard before. But, you know, for fresh ears, you know, for a reminder or whatever, you don't want to go back and look for the episode. I'm going to just, you know, kick it to you one good time. So, but for the Shut the Fuck Up Award, I don't really want to hear anything else about Jada and Will. Are y'all done hearing about it? Are y'all done hearing about it? Can we shut the fuck up about it? Not we, because I ain't even been fucking talking about that shit, because it's whack to me. I mean, it's all just very, first of all, I've said time and time again that people shouldn't mirror their goals off of these damn celebrities. That's the first thing. because a lot of times this shit is just way far-fetched and unrealistic, and it's beyond any of our tax brackets. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They're getting a whole lot of attention right now. I don't care who's right, who's wrong. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of hearing about it. Can we just shut the fuck up about it? I don't care. I do not care. Also, I will fight that lady over Tupac's spirit, because that is my, he is my soulmate. So, you know, if you know me, you've heard me say that plenty of times. He is my, like, I will fight that lady. I don't really don't have, you know what I'm saying? I'm not scared of her, y'all. I might be scared of her. I'm not scared of her ass. So, my thing is, I just wish, I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm over it. I'm over it, y'all. I'm over it. How do you really give a fuck about what's going on in their marriage? Come on. How? And if you do, why? Why? And I'll agree that a lot of times when news breaks, like when certain shit happens, like with couples or whatever, you be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like you hear about it, it's entertainment. You be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But then y'all don't get tired of it. Like a lot of times it just goes away, right? If people will say stuff, depending on who it is, a lot of times it just goes away, right? But with this, it's just going on. And I feel like it's been going on for years. And honestly, it's been going on since the whole entanglement thing. But now they, you know, he dropped a book a while ago. Now she dropping a book. And I'm just tired of it. So I'm just tired. So can we shut the fuck up about it? That just goes to anybody that's still making relevance out of it. Because I'm over it. All right. So look. So boom. Let me get my little handy dandy notebook. So what I try to do every year, for those of you that that don't know or have ever heard me talk about it, is once a year I try to set some goals. And I don't even really like saying set goals. I like to collect my thoughts and look towards the future, right? I think I did a episode maybe a month or two ago called Moving Forward, right? Because I don't want to be stuck in the past. Like I don't want to keep, I am the type of person that I hold on to a good thing. Like I will hold on to it even though it's gone, right? Not necessarily when it comes to niggas though, because I'm not doing this with you, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes, so I'll say something. So I used to say, and again, people may have heard me say this before, but you know, it's worth repeating. I used to say 2014 was like the best year ever for me. Oh my God, 2014 was just amazing. All the way up until 2019 happened. 2019 came around, I was like, ooh, 2019. And so the pandemic hit, all type of shit happened, and I kept looking back to 2019. Right. I kept looking back to 2019, you know, wishing I was there, wishing that you know, the pandemic shit never happened. Just loving everything about myself in 2019. I was running every day. I was, y'all know, I be caught up in my weight and shit. Like I was a lot. I was, if we want to put a number on it, I don't know. I was probably about 30 pounds lighter. I was probably a good 30 pounds lighter then. And if it fucks with me, you know what I'm saying? Like it fucks with me. I just wanted, I just felt so happy in that moment, just with everything, just with myself. I mean, I had, there were some things that I was dealing with per usual, but I felt so much, I was so proud of myself. I was proud of myself. I was, everything just seemed to be trying to come together, right? But what I also realized now in 2023, almost about to be 2024, is that I cannot be stuck on these things. So, and again, I do this every year, right? I kind of just sit and just say, okay, what needs to change? Like, it's like, I swear, every October I say to myself, I need a change. It seems like every September, October, I say it. And I said it again this week. So which is the reason why I decided I wanted to go ahead and do this exercise now, which is where, again, I write down my thoughts. I figure things out. And I want to tell you guys the things that I wrote down. Okay. And basically it was 10 questions. So what I did was I got this notebook out, and the very first thing I did was wrote down hours of the day in 30-minute increments. And I started at 7 a.m. because, and so it goes from the thing goes from 7 a.m. So it's 7:30, 8:30, but 7 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. at night. Okay. The reason why I did this is because I know I'm goofy as fuck. After a full year of working from 10:30 a.m., you know, anywhere between 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., I'm just now really accepting the fact that this is my schedule now, right? So, I mean, some days I start at 10:30, some days I start at 11, some days I end, you know, at 7. You know, right now we're kind of in the middle of a whole lot of shit, so we have this standing meeting every night at 7:30, and it's because I work West Coast hours. So, like, over there, it's only 4 o'clock or 4:30 or whatever when that meeting is happening, but here it's, you know, whatever, 7:30. So I'm just now accepting the fact that I don't really work 9 to 5 anymore, or 8 to 4, or 8 to 5 even, you know what I'm saying? I don't have that those hours between 5 and 8 any longer for myself. And I also don't, you know, but on the flip side of that, if you know me, you know that I'm a night owl. So it kind of evens itself out. But in my mind, and that's the thing, it's always a mental thing, right? In my mind, I'm still thinking I need to be getting off at 5 o'clock. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I need to be the fuck over this. This shit needs 5:30. I need to be logged the fuck out of this shit. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. I hate it. When in all actuality, guys, it's not that bad. Right? It's not, especially again, for me, who's somebody who is up later in the evening or whatever. So I wrote that down. I wrote down those numbers, and I blocked off my work, you know, the work hours or whatever, just to get an idea of the type of time that I do have before and after. And I did that because if I'm going to make a change, if there's a change that needs to be made, then I'm going to have to start utilizing those other hours, right? I'm only even talking about during the week. The weekends, you know, it's football season. I'm not gonna fucking hold y'all. I enjoy getting up in the morning. So say for instance, like Saturday, Ohio State will play Penn State. They play at noon. I'd like to get up on Saturday morning, you know, around 9:30-ish or something, depending on what time I went to bed, and make me some coffee and get comfy and maybe put on me an Ohio State t-shirt or something like that. I stream for about an hour or something before the game, drink my coffee or whatever, and I watch the game. You know, I sit there and watch the game. And then afterwards, you know, in most cases, I get up and I go and do whatever little running I have to do, and then I come back. I hardly ever carve out any real time on the weekends to do extra things, right? I've said it many a times, I don't have no hustle in me. I have zero hustle in me. But if I want to make a change, if there's a change to be made, it's gonna have to start with me utilizing a little bit, like taking a little bit of time that I usually don't take, that I'm usually doing nothing, which I want to say is there's nothing wrong with that. I don't give a fuck. There's nothing wrong. Don't call yourself lazy. If you have some downtime, listen, we work the majority of our fucking lives. We get 2 days out of 7 off a week, maybe. Depending on the hours you work, and then if you have a family or if you have children or, you know, whatever, you have other obligations, you have people that you're taking care of, you need to be able to have time to relax and unwind and do the things that you want to do instead of always doing the things that you have to do, right? So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong. What I'm saying is, at least for a, and I'm mainly talking to myself here. Like, I literally, y'all, I listen to my own podcast. I know it might sound cheesy, but sometimes I come back to these just to remind myself of the things that I was really passionate about, that I really felt like I needed to hear, right? So I know that I need to find or carve out, I hate that. I hate when my fucking project manager be like, we need to carve out some time. I hate that shit. But for the sake of this conversation, I know that I need to carve out some time to work towards the change that I want to see within me and in my life, right? So I wrote down 10 questions. I'm not going to sit here and answer them all because I haven't answered them. I haven't answered any of them. As a matter of fact, if an answer comes to me while I'm sitting here, while I'm reading all these questions, I'll go ahead and answer them. But I want to let you guys know what these questions are, just in case it resonates with you. Just in case, you know, you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know what, Autumn, you know what, that's a good idea. I'm gonna write some questions down too. And these are some questions that maybe you'll be able to use in order to get things popping for your fourth quarter, right? So my outlook is always, or my forward thinking always goes through to my birthday. Okay, so my birthday is April 1st, so you know, it's a few months from now, what, 4 or 5 months from now, right? 6 5 months from now. And I always want to see a change by then, no matter what it is I'm talking about. I always want to see a change by then. And it's good for me to start now instead of, you know, waiting until the first of the year, whatever, what have you. So let's just get into it real quick. Here are my questions. And I don't know if y'all be able to see this. Let me see. I literally just, like, you really can't see it. I can't do too much moving around on here because y'all know my fucking audio will go out. But I literally, oh no. Back. I literally just wrote them all down, just scribbled them on the paper or whatever. I'm trying to figure out where the hell I could put it at without messing shit up over here. Okay. So the first question I wrote down was, what do I need to focus on the most? That's an important question, right? It's like, I should have said, what do I need to focus on? That should have been the first question. And the second one was, how do I prioritize these? So let's do it that way. What all do I feel like I need to work on? And then prioritize them, you know, put them in the order of, you know, most important or most significant or most pressing issues that I need to work on, and just knock them down one at a time, right? Now, the things that I feel like I need to work on, there is no just knocking them down one at a time. Like, I'm gonna have to work at all of them probably simultaneously, but there should be a way, there should be a formula that I come up with in order to do that. And I know that, again, I wrote all of these questions down on this sheet of paper with these times on there, because I want to always keep in mind these times that I have open, right? Or kind of open, right? I hope this is making sense to you guys. Okay, so that's the first question. So actually, what did I revised it, right? What do I need to focus on, and how do I prioritize those? Like, you know, what's the priority of each of them, right? So that's good, right? Another question that I wrote down was, what can I do extra during work hours? I mean, if we sit and we think about the time, and this is not me being like that person, it's not. And again, if the shoe fit, but I'm really talking to myself, but if the shoe fit, okay. If we think about how much time we spend on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on, you know, streaming services, whatever. If we think about how much time we spend on those during work hours, because we all do it, like, is there some time, like, can I, would, you know, walk, like, put that to the side for a little while? Now, in my line of work, I was just talking to my friend about this today too. In my line of work, there is, there are times when you are extremely busy, and then there are times where you have a little bit of downtime. Nah, I'm not going to say a whole lot of downtime, but there is, you know, like when you do project work, sometimes you have a little bit of downtime here and there. So it's like, how much of that time? Is it my lunch break? Is it, you know, whatever? Can I spend working on the things that I need to focus on? So for instance, when I take my lunch break, can I work out? Absolutely, I can. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you just have to say the shit out loud, right? Can I, because it's not like sometimes I do leave the house. Sometimes I leave, like today, I went out and got me some Chick-fil-A. So y'all got me a little diet lemonade or whatever. Chicken filler is what I call it. But yeah, so it's like, at what times, or like if I'm on a specific meeting, so like again, the meeting that I have at 7:30, like I have to be on the meeting just in case something comes up for me, but a lot of times it doesn't. So what could I do during that time to be present at work and also work on these things that I need to write down and prioritize, right? So give that a thought. You know what I'm saying? Is there a way that you could do a little bit of double duty? Because that then frees up the other time that you have, that you might have, that you just don't want to do shit, right? Right. Makes perfect sense. Another question was, what do I want to accomplish? So I guess that kind of goes into what do I need to focus on? I guess that's kind of the same. Kind of the same thing, right? I know there's a few things that I want to accomplish by the time my birthday comes around. So I need to, it goes into the first question. Like I need to write those things down and I need to prioritize them. And I tell y'all this all the time, you know, write the shit down. That's when it becomes real. Like I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today and she reminded me of that. Like that's when the shit becomes real. It's almost like you write it down and it just kind of rises up off the paper, right? Like, because it's theirs and it's not etched in stone, but you know what I mean? It's there. It's there for you to look at. It's there to remind you. It's not there to taunt you or get on your nerves or anything like that. But it's just like putting a reminder on the refrigerator or making a vision board or, you know, anything like that. Like, you write it down, it's there, right? Okay, boom. Next question. My next question was, what do I want 45 to look like? Because I'll be 45 next year. And when I say, what do I want it to look like? I'm not just saying like my physical appearance. A part of it is my physical appearance. But I'm saying overall, walking into year 45 for the kid, what do I want that to look like? Like, I got to think more on it. Like, I wrote the question down with some sort of intent, right? I think it's a good question. Like, I don't know exactly where I was going with it, but I think it's a good question. So, I need to, again, take that question and develop it for myself. You know, figure out what it is that, like, do I want it to look different from now? Like, what do I need to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going to put a smile on my face when I turn 45 and I say, you know what, this is what I wanted 45 to look like. You know what I'm saying? So I think y'all get where I'm coming from. I think that was a good one, right? The next question, what do I have control over? What do you have control over? Because I know we've heard it time and time again, that's the only thing that you're going to be able to really change. If it, you know, again, there's no changing anybody else but yourself. Most things about yourself you can change if you want to. Most things about yourself you can change. As a matter of fact, most things about yourself has changed over the years of you becoming an adult. A lot of things have changed, right? And it was due to your own actions. So that's a good question for me. What can I control? There's a whole lot of things that I cannot control. And there's always been a whole lot of things that I could not control. And what I always have to remind myself is, whatever, be it good, bad, or indifferent, I got through it, right? This whole life thing is always a journey. And when I was writing this stuff down, before I wrote this stuff down, and I was chatting with my girlfriend, I'm like, you know, I need to instill some discipline. I need to discipline myself with a lot of different things, not a lot of different things, but a handful of different things if I want to see change. Even though life is hard enough. You know what I mean? And she was basically like, well, you know, if you feel like life is hard enough, like, you know, why are you going to pressure yourself to do even more, and then it's going to be, you know, pretty undesirable. And she's saying this out of so much love because she knows me. She knows how I am, like, because it's the fucking truth. Like, but I think the thing is, I do want the change. I do want these changes. Like, I want to be more disciplined. I want to work towards these things that I want to work towards. But I know that it's hard and it's scary. It's scary for me. I feel like I failed too many times. I'll go about to get emotional. That's why I ain't even want to get on this fucking camera. But here I am. I feel like I've failed too many times, even knowing that that's just how life is, right? And I know you're looking like, Autumn, and And Lord forbid if she listened to this, she gonna be like, bitch, why are you doing that? Because we don't see failure in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter, you're like your worst own critic. You know, she gonna give me the whole business. I love her for that. And all of my friends, like, I love y'all for that. The reality is, though, I'm glad that y'all see it, but sometimes I don't. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, I see the things that I've done good, but what's more in my face are the things that either I've failed at, or I just haven't put enough, what I want to say, I haven't put enough time and energy into that I should have. I've let too much time pass. You know, everything just feels like it's floating away from me. So, but I have control over these things. I really do. And so I have to take control. Like, the ability for me to have control is there. I'll put it that way. But I have to be more disciplined. I have to do this shit. I have to stop making excuses. I have to stop looking backwards. And I have to fucking do this shit. Right? I gotta fucking do it. Like, or I'ma just be sitting in the same motherfucking spot next year with the same fucking tears, trying to figure out where I went wrong. Right? Okay. What brings me joy? What brings you joy? I think that's a good question going into into the fourth quarter, going into the new year. Because when you know what makes you happy, when you know the things that bring you joy, and you're able to get them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're able to plan to get them. Like, okay, this is a question that I can kind of answer. You know what brings me joy? Music. I have been going to concerts. I have gone to every single concert. I can't think of the last time I actually went to a concert with somebody. Think it might have been New Edition a couple of years ago. I always just go because I love it so much. I love just being in the atmosphere of live music playing. I love all these bands. I love the fact that, like, all of these 90s artists and all of, you know, they're really doing shit right now. Like, I'm going to continue to pay my money for it. It's not, the tickets aren't ever extremely high to shit. Like, One Music Fest, all of these big name artists, past and present, for like $200 for 2 days. Like, you can't fucking beat that. Like, you know, like, who, if you're a music lover, who would? So I need to make sure what else brings me joy? Traveling. What else brings me joy? Football. Shit like that. Like, I need to write all of those things down so that I can make sure going into the new year, I'll have a plan to make sure that I'm able to put my hands on those things that bring me joy. Right? What do I need to let go of? These some good ass questions, y'all. I'm not even gonna sit up here and hold y'all. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and pat myself on the shoulder right now. What do you need to let go of? I'm gonna ask you, what do you need to let go of? Because I guarantee there's something that you need to let the fuck go of. It's a few things for me, and I'm going to definitely write them down and make sure that I understand and try to figure out a plan of how to let the shit go. It could be a thought. It could be a person. Hell, it could be a career. It could be anything. It could be just anything. You might have high blood pressure and might need to let go of some of that salt. Like, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it. I'm going to write those things down so that I know. Okay? See, what do I need to let go of? What am I afraid of? I'm going to say it one more time. These some good-ass questions. These are some good ass questions to ask yourself going into 2024. what am I afraid of? You know, because I'm a real nigga. I'd be like, I ain't scared of shit. In all actuality, of course there's a few things that bring me a little bit of fear. I can be transparent and say that. Like, it's just like the things that they say about, like, relationships and, you know, like, people who've been single for a long time, like myself. It's like, sometimes we don't even seek, we don't even look, we're not even looking for a relationship like that. Like, you know, yeah, we want one, we want it to happen, you know, but we're not like actively looking for it or anything like that. And a part of it is because we just don't want it to fail. It's like we've been single for so long. I'm gonna just say me. I've been single for so long. As soon as I start to change myself around, or not change myself, but like change my like patterns and shit like that, you know, based on somebody that I meet, like, you know, I'm picking the phone up for them, I'm doing all this, and then you're disappointed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just don't be feeling like all that, or just being afraid of being hurt, or afraid of I don't know. Y'all get the fuck I'm saying. Like, what are you afraid of? Specifically, what are you afraid of in reference to the things that you need to focus on? Let's tie those two together. What are you afraid of? It's such a good question, right? Like, and again, I don't know if there's anybody out here that doesn't have a fear, at least a fear. I do. And I'm going to address that shit and keep it moving. I feel like there is, let me see. The one I wrote down was what matters work most. And I think that kind of goes into like what I need to focus on most. I mean, I guess it could. I guess it could be kind of be a little bit different. Like what matters most, like what matter, what are the things that really matter to me? Outside of the things that I actually have to focus on, I guess. I don't know. I'll think about it, and you know, I'm gonna write it down. I'm gonna, you know, write it in order again and see what happens, how I can answer it. Did I already say? Yeah, I said what brings me joy. Okay, so the last question, and then I'm gonna get out of here for this episode. The last question is, and this is probably the best question, what is stopping you? What is stopping you from doing a little bit more while you're at work? What's stopping you from accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish? What's stopping you from changing the things that you have control to change? What's stopping you from enjoying life, from grasping those joyous moments, like the things that bring you joy? What's stopping you? Like, what's stopping you from going? You want to go and visit North Dakota. I don't know why. But you want to go. What's stopping you from visiting North Dakota? What's stopping you from, because I promise you, like, there's a payment plan for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's ways around this shit, right? What's stopping you from exploring a new career? What's stopping you from spending more time with your family? What's stopping you from having a date night with your spouse or your significant other once a week or once every other week? What's stopping you from just taking a day to yourself? What is it? What is it? I'm gonna tell you right now, if it's outside influence, you need to dump that shit. I'm gonna just go ahead and say it. But there should be a way, like whatever is in the way, I'm pretty sure there's a way to move it. What's stopping you from making a little extra money, you know, on the side, you know, legally, I guess. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What's stopping you from, what is it? Because I promise you, when you figure that part out, a whole lot of the other things will come to play. And again, it's like, a lot of times we're so afraid. I did an episode called Face Your Fears. It was kind of like this. It's like, when you finally look the fear in his face, when you finally write it down and confront it, it's not, it doesn't seem all as bad. It doesn't seem that bad. It doesn't seem that scary. It's just like, oh, okay. Like, okay, so now let me figure this out. I just feel like, for whatever reason, that this is the time of year that you need to take some time to focus on yourself and get your shit together. Like, that's just, it's like, this is it. It's like the sun is going down earlier. Like, it's literally not going to be, the sun is going to be down, going down by 7 p.m. here, from here on out. Like, and then it's going to be like 6. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're out in the streets frolicking. It's going to start getting chilly. You know, if you're in the Atlanta area, you know, we get this raggedy, worsome ass rain. Take a little bit of this time that you would typically spend in the sunshine, you know, nice warm day riding through the city, and figure shit out. Just take a, you know, maybe an hour over the next an hour for 2 days a week for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And just write the shit down and just develop the shit so that you can. And this is, and again, I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to y'all too. Because whatever it is, however old you're going to turn next year, I'll be big 4 or 5. What do I want 45 to look like? I'm not really going to know until I sit down and develop this list of questions that I have. And when I put this fucking list together, I feel like there's not going to be too much stopping me. And so when I check in with y'all around my birthday, I'm hoping and praying to have some updates related to this episode. So we're going to see. So until you hear me or see me again, peace.